Unit 9, Dazzling Brooklyn. A friend of mine who has lived in New York for a long time said, "You must see the new Brooklyn because it's so exciting." So I took the subway running under the East River and arrived at Williamsburg in the Brooklyn District. 12 years ago, the town had a rather dreary look. There were only run-down brick factories and their ruins. Even in the daytime, people felt it a bit scary to walk down the streets. Now, the town has transformed itself into an open, relaxed, and fashionable area. Williamsburg and Yokohama are very much alike. Both are located on waterfronts, dotted with many stylish stores inside renovated old warehouses. My friend recommended that I check out Beacon's Closet, a second-hand vintage clothes store, and also Wythe Hotel. They are both in refurbished brick factories and are getting a lot of attention nowadays. You can find a variety of vintage clothes and bags, accessories, and bric-a-brac displayed in Beacon's Closet. If you choose an outfit from this store, it will make you look more stylish than if you were to buy clothes from a chain store in downtown Manhattan. There was a long lineup in front of the Wythe Hotel. I asked a doorman what was happening. He said to me, "There is a popular bar on the top floor. It has a spectacular view of Manhattan beyond the East River, but it's extremely crowded on the weekends." Then he winked at me and continued, "If you stay in New York for another week, you should come back here after 5 p.m. on a Monday afternoon." So I settled for some cranberry juice in a less crammed bar on the first floor and walked to a park near the East River. Then I realized why people wanted to go to the top floor of Wythe Hotel so much. Manhattan stretching beyond the river was just gorgeous, especially in the early evening when the sun reflects on the buildings, making them glitter beautifully. Sometime, I would like to go back to the park with my friends to make a toast to the amazing view of Manhattan.